After the casualty has been received and the early diagnosis made, and they had been sent to the different departments for care, those of us, of course, that were present worked wherever department it was necessary to work. Being a surgeon, I worked in the surgical area. The orthopedic men worked in the orthopedic section. The internal medicine men worked in the internal medicine and cardiology departments. We even had the psychologists and psychiatrists trying to talk to the people who were in shock and mostly in a nervous state, yet had no actual injuries, to quiet them down and take care of them.
To what extent was that a major problem?
It was quite a major problem to some of the people because it had never been experienced before. To them, it was a terrific experience. Not only did we have to take care of the people who were actually in the area of the disaster, but the people whose kin or dear friends were in the area, and they had no knowledge whether they had been killed or they were still alive. They became extremely sensitive to this disaster, and many of them went into shock. Some of them even developed heart attacks in the form of angina or chest pains or nausea and vomiting until we could assure them, you know, or could assure them that their friends or people were all right.